All right, folks, we are back on the flagthick.com Tea Talk podcast. My name is Stefan Tiedorf, and for the first time ever, I'm alone. Scotty, not here. Scotty, busy this week. He was celebrating his wedding anniversary, getting caught up in lessons, you know, took a week off, and that's okay. I've taken a couple weeks off, but I don't think Scotty's ever not fully been here or left me alone, which is probably terrifying for him and for myself. So we actually just plan to not run through a full episode this week because it's kind of a cool week. We had a good friend of mine, Andrew Schuden, pick up a win with Cam Davis last week, which was just awesome to see for me. It was really awesome to watch that come down the stretch at the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit. It was exciting. That playoff that went five holes, back-to-back weeks where we go from an eight-hole playoff to a five-hole playoff, was really exciting. I loved it. I'm just so happy for him. And I figured the best way I could spend this episode is just chatting with Andrew about the week and how it went and what happened and the win, you know, making some money. You know, it's always nice to see caddies make some money. So I can sit here and ramble. You don't really want to hear me. So why don't we just bring in Andrew and chat with him about him and Cam Davis's win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. All right, folks, let's bring him back in. A couple weeks ago, he was on the podcast, but when you win, you get to come back on the podcast. Andrew Schuden, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, mate. Good to be back.
Yeah, well, we reached out to Cam and he ghosted my text. So I just figured you always answer me. So why don't we bring on you?
Right, I'll always answer you.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm coming on.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. You know, first win as a PGA Tour caddy. How are you feeling? You know, we always talk about the player. How are you feeling after that? It's been a long grind in your career, not only as a professional golfer, but as a caddy. So it's got to be feeling good.
Yeah, definitely. I was a bit tired probably Monday, Tuesday, but yeah, got some good night's sleep and back into it now. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously great having a win. All the messages you get from back home in Australia and all your mates and everyone over here, family and just yeah, it was just great to be a part of. Even, you know, Cam played so good and the playoff was awesome. So yeah, it was just awesome to be a part of and to get the win. Just, yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, you were in the mix all week long. And then that unfortunate bogey happens on 16. I'm wondering, what did you say to him after that bogey on 16, going into 17, where you guys had success basically on that hole all week long?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say too much. I mean, it was just about getting to the 17th tee. We made a bogey on 16, but it was just about going through, you know, again, going through the process. And our thing that week was making sure we did a really good pre-shot routine, and his practice swings, you know, resembled the swing that he wanted to put on the golf ball and the feels. So it was just a matter of, yeah, let's do that again. And just, yeah, finish off the last couple of holes well.
Have you ever been as excited? I mean, I was kind of shocked when that shot obviously goes in on 17 out of the bunker for eagle. And obviously I'm stoked, but you know, you're pretty, like, even throughout the playoff, you kind of have the same manner throughout, but you were like fired up when that went in the hole too.
I was yelling.
No, was that like looking back as a caddy, I'm sure you've had moments as a player, but is that the most excited you think you've ever gotten on a golf course?
Yeah, probably. Cause yeah, it was, well, obviously, you know, it was great for it to go in. We needed it to go in, but, it was, yeah, sort of almost a surprise. It carried a long way to the hole and then bounced, and it looked like it was sort of going to go past, but then all of a sudden hit the flag and just buried straight in the hole. And, I was sort of down on one knee off to the side, just trying to keep out of the way and keep my shadow out of the way. And next thing, yeah, I'm jumping up in the air, just yelling, he's yelling, and the crowd's going nuts around there. And yeah, it certainly changed the state of play for us, that shot.
And then obviously just throws a dart in 18, makes birdie, you're getting into the playoff. Let's just go back to 17 though, and you talk about the crowd going wild. Like all last year, like, if you said Cam was going to get a win, I think a lot of people would have thought last year. He was playing so well last year in the mix a lot. And coming into the week, like, it wasn't like this was his best stretch coming in right now. You had just came off a miscut the week prior, you know, a T45, T59 the previous couple of weeks, not his best stretch. And then this win, how much more awesome is it that you got to do that with the fans involved versus, you know, I'm sure he would have loved it last year, but having them back in that moment just wouldn't have been the same without them all there.
Oh, it's so different. Yeah, we got to play the last group, Sanderson Farms last year, and there was really no fans around. And yeah, it was sort of, quite sort of sterile and not much going on. But yeah, to have the fans back out and the amount of fans that were there, it was awesome. You know, they're yelling things as we're going down fairways. Actually, to be honest, like the first hole, we hit it over the back on the first hole, and Cam's got this sort of real dirty lie. Everyone's been walking around, and it's, you know, short side. He's got to hit this lob off a, you know, tight lie. And it was, to me, I thought it would have been great. Just get on the green somewhere, give ourselves a chance for par. Well, here's this unbelievable shot. Probably the shot, you know, it was almost as good as that bunker shot. He hits it up there to, I don't know, a foot. And the noise behind that green, the people that were all standing around was deafening. It was unbelievable. Like, as we walked off that green, I was like, oh, I don't think I've heard anything as loud as that and as close as that like before. They were just going nuts and just yelling stuff. And it was such a great shot. And it's such a good feeling when you got the crowd all there yelling and screaming and carrying on. It's, pumps you up.
Yeah. But I know you're pretty level headed though. But at what point did you think, hey, we may have something special going on today? Like, are you a guy when you're going around, are you following the leaderboard a lot? Is Cam a guy that looks at the leaderboard much? So like, what point did you think, hey, we're right in it. We have a good chance today.
Honestly, it probably really wasn't until we hold that bunker shot on 17, you know, we didn't get off to that good a start, I didn't think. We had a lot of wedges into greens, you know, hole one, hole two, hole three, hole five, hole 10, you know, a lot of wedges. But his sort of ability to control the flight, the trajectory on those wedges that day wasn't great. And we really didn't give ourselves that many chances. And we were, I don't know, just sort of treading water at about even par. But then he just, something clicked. We spoke about he hit a sort of poor wedge on 10 and it just sort of looked like he got steep and quick. And so I was just chatting to him about that. And he said, oh yeah. And he made a couple of swings. He said, oh, I've got to keep this arm just a little bit more connected to my chest on the way through. And he stood up on 11 and just piped one, this great four iron that just ran through the back of the green, but it was like, ooh. And I mean, he striped it from then. So I actually don't know where we were standing at that point through 10 holes, but then we birdied 12, 13, 14, which was good. But a good thing was we're also playing with Hank, and Hank had got off to a good start. And I think Hank was leading. So, you know, we sort of had to catch him before anything. And then, yeah, got to, still sort of hanging in. Then we unfortunately made that bogey on 16. I thought, oh, well, if we can, you know, make a birdie down 17 and then par 18, you know, we'd probably have a good finish. But then he hold that bunker shot, and all of a sudden, and Hank unfortunately three-putted that hole for a par, but just sort of let us in. And then we just had a perfect number into 18 and stumped it and made birdie there. And, you know, we had to sit and wait for the last group to finish. But it was, it was just such an amazing finish and just sort of almost came out of nowhere. You know, those three birdies down 12, 13, 14, and then the whole that bunker shot was huge. And, just a good finish.
Yeah, and then you go into the playoff and you talk about him striking it. I think the world understood how good this kid's golf swing is once that playoff, and he got the attention. Because, I mean, whether we like it or not, Cam's not going to be on TV all day long, right? We know the names that are going to be there. So when they get to the playoff and they're like, holy, this is what this guy does week in, week out. And I think what really showed them was that three iron into on the fourth playoff hole into the par five. Yeah. He hits that three iron and it's on a rope. And the hardest part too is it's not like he goes first, right? He just watches Merritt hit his three wood to like what, 15 feet, 18 feet. Now yeah. I got a three iron. I'm already probably as nervous as I've ever been on the golf course. And he just strikes it like that. Yeah. That one got me off my chair. I was so fired up. What was your role in the playoff? Like, what were you trying to do proactively throughout that entire playoff? Cause I know Cam really works on his mental game a lot, probably just as much as his physical game. So what were you trying to do mentally for him throughout that whole playoff?
As I said before, you know, on 17, that tee after we made the bogey, it was just a matter of just reminding him, hey, we're just going to, you know, make a good pre-shot routine, connect the feels to the shot that you want to hit, and go and execute. And so that was, you know, that were the reminders, like that three iron, it was just happened to be a really good number. It was just sitting on a little upslope so we could just launch it high. So, you know, a bit fortunate there as well, but he had a great shot. So yeah, it really, that was all I was trying to do. And then chat to him as we were going down the fairways and, you know, try and keep things light, but he just seemed to be like really focused. He was doing a great job with his routine. And obviously he's playing great. You know, he's, you know, shots are coming out of the middle of club face, as generally happens if you're, you know, leading a golf tournament or up the top of the golf tournament, yeah. You're probably playing pretty good. So, he did. He striped it all through that playoff. I don't really think he missed a shot since that 11th hole. On that back nine when he just sort of connected those feels. He hit, you know, great shot after great shot.
Yeah, it was just like at that point, it was just the putter that was almost holding. It wasn't even that I was holding back. It was like, it looked like, and you were there. It looked like you were both agreeing on the line on every one and it just wasn't breaking. Like it wasn't the stroke looked great. Everything looked good. It just wasn't breaking the right amount or it didn't break the way you had it previous. Walk me through those putts throughout the playoff.
Yeah, I thought he was hitting great putts. He was, you know, the routines was good. He said, you know, he was hitting, rolling it good. And he was rolling it pretty close to right where we were saying, but we just couldn't get the, you know, the reeds right, or they were just hanging out. Then one just overbroke and went lower the hole. So, I mean, it's sort of frustrating, but you know, you're in this, you know, playoff situation. You can't let it get to you. You just got to keep going, go to the next hole. It would have been nice to, you know, make one of those and win it. Unfortunately, you know, they didn't go in. We might have got home an hour earlier or something if they had have, but it was still great to be a part of and just to be able to, I think it's a great confidence booster as well, to be able to know that you can execute under the pressure of a playoff and a playoff that's going, you know, four or five holes, and to be able to do it shot after shot. I think it's great.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. Now, news earlier today or yesterday, I saw that, you know, you had the ability to get into the Open and you guys decided not to go. What led to that decision after obviously playing great right now?
I think a lot of it had to do with Cam's visa status, actually, because he got married, I think like September last year, and he has applied for a green card. And so I think as part of that application or whatever, you're not allowed to leave the country for about 6 months, he said. So I believe we may have been able to get a some sort of, you know, exemption or something for that to go, but it was sort of all last minute. Cam's pretty tired, so in the end he just thought that, yeah, okay, we'll give this one a miss, and he's looking forward to going home and celebrating, you know, with his family up in Seattle.
Yeah, that makes sense. So where are you going to go to celebrate? I know we've joked about it before. You kind of you having a home, but you're not allowed to live in it. Somebody else renting it. So once this week's over and you're able to go and settle down, where are you going to go? What's the plan for you to celebrate picking up that first one?
I'll head back to Nashville. I'm living in Nashville at the moment. So I'll head back there and might see if a couple of the boys around there and get them over for a few beers or a bit of a cookout or something by the pool. Hopefully it's a nice week weather-wise. And yeah, I'll just chill until we go to 3M the following week.
Nice. And okay, so last thing, we'll get you out of here. I know you're tired. You have that big week. You're right back to work. Nice 4-under to start the week. So right in the mix again. What are you going to spoil yourself with? You know, picked up your biggest paycheck yet. You know, what do you want to buy yourself? You got to buy something. What are you going to buy?
You know, I've been wanting to, sort of get some better fly fishing gear. I love doing my fly fishing. So, I think, maybe a new fly rod, new reels, update all that sort of stuff. And, so I can take it around and hit the rivers a bit more.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Andrew. Enjoy some rest here. You need it, man. And, you know, it was really cool. It was a really proud moment for me. Almost brought a tear to my eye seeing you jump for joy on 17 and just knowing, hey, this is a big deal. Like you've grinded for a lot of years and to pick up that win, it's a special moment. So congratulations.
Yeah, it was cool. Thanks very much. We just need to work on our high fives, eh?
I think that was horrible. Didn't even come close to each other. There's a big height difference there, too. That doesn't
there
help.
There is, yeah. No, I'm about 3 foot shorter than him. So.
All right, bud. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good. Awesome, mate. Thanks, buddy.
All right, folks. That was it. That was Andrew Schuden. You heard him. Just an awesome week through and through. And they started it right back, right where they left off. Solid round to start this week at the John Deere Classic, or as we like to call it, the Steve Stricker Classic. Steve in the field this week, three-time winner. And as we record this, we got Ches Reavy in the lead with Camilo Vajegas, Ryan Moore. We're turning back the clock. Cam Champ at -5 right now. That's Scotty's boy. He probably would have picked him first overall if we had a draft. And probably glad we're not, because now I'd have to owe him a bottle of wine, which is rare because he's always paying me wine. But let's leave it there for the week. I think just a short episode. We'll be back next week. We always appreciate you listening. And Scott, I need you to come back. I can't do this alone next week. So thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll chat with you then.